USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden announced the White House is upping its game when it comes to COVID-19 testing.
With more capacity for in-person tests, we should see waiting lines shortened and more appointments freed up. So if you're insured, you can buy the test and get paid for it.
Starting next week, Americans can apply for reimbursements for test kits. In related news, some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott is suing the Biden administration to block the Pentagon's vaccine mandate for the Texas National Guard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Oil and gas leases are returning in 2022.
The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The Biden administration stopped the leasing process last January and announced a review of the program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Health Department Director Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pediatric pandemic high for hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. military thwarted a second drone attack in Iraq on Tuesday.
For the second time in 24 hours, a United States-led coalition in Iraq says it has foiled a drone attack on a base hosting U.S. troops. An official of the International Military Coalition said on Tuesday, two armed drones were shot down as they approached the base in western Anbar province. Iran is demanding the trial and death of former President Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo on Fox News.
You have a nation state, the world's largest state sponsor of terror, very capable, saying that they're going to arouse every Muslim in the world to martyr President Trump and me. That's something that's not been done before. It's a real security risk, and I think it tells you something about how they're thinking about this administration.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Tuesday he's been having private conversations with 2 holdout Democratic senators. Schumer has discussed carving out changes to the filibuster and admitted pushing through a rule change that will be an uphill climb. Schumer dodged a question Tuesday on what types of Senate rule changes he's discussing, but said the talks are ongoing with Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. The vote date is January 17th. Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked an outcry on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.